4CBA Mobile.
4TFW, how you doing this afternoon, David?
Not good. Ken, is that right?
Get a brownie point.
Sitting here at the Greer, they call it the Parks and Recreation, but it's also the impound lot for vehicles and such, and I'm picking up a moped that a friend of ours, her brother was killed. He was riding the moped, and he was inebriated, and he hit a tree and then rolled down an embankment and hit his head, and that's what killed him. So she wanted us to get the moped out of impound for her. She lives in Virginia.
That's a shame, you know what I mean? Somebody on a moped, they don't watch out for mopeds, for sure.
He had a tough life, but he was in the Marine Corps. I don't know how long he stayed in, and he's a police officer now. So I guess I better run over there at the gate. She's like going to another gate, so I guess I better go over there. And but anyway, let me run, and I'll talk to you in a few minutes. KV4CBA.
Catch you in a bit. KN4TFW.
N4ZLK.
Afternoon, Shane.
Well, the repeater's been very quiet today.
Probably everybody with the weather staying in.
Been in and out of my vehicle, too, so maybe it was busy while I was not sitting here. But normally, on a normal day, I hear people all day long, and I haven't changed my routine.
It's sometimes like that. Like it was on all the way home, and I didn't hear anybody all the way home. And you know, even when I was talking to my wife on the phone, usually I have to, you know, mute it. But you know, I never had to mute it because nobody popped on. That's unusual.
Like that sometimes, and there's a lot of times I don't feel like talking, so I understand it.
Hey, Ben.
It's about normal. A little lighter on the pickups today, which it's always good. It makes the I don't have to scramble as much when they're light. I still have set times for some of them that I can't pick up before, like I got a 6 o'clock pickup. But if it gets heavier, then a lot of times I'm having to scramble trying to get stuff done in between. So, but it's been pretty good. How about yourself?
It was a The ride home was good because traffic appeared to be light for some reason, and work was good. We're just starting to struggle now for raw materials and that, so I don't know what's going to become of that.
QT, just came up to a red light. It was 519 yesterday. It's back down to 499 today. I don't know what's going on.
In Greer, it was 519 and went dropped down to 499. I wonder what happened. Well, I saw where the price of oil went down a little bit. I think that was because the Ukraine guy said he wanted to talk or something like that. Not that I think that has anything to do with it.
4ZLK.
Comment. It was because UAE said they're going to pump more oil and get the Saudis to do it. So that was it. Just curious, we're running 5 watts here in Seneca. How's the copy?
I got a full quieting. Well, I'm in a truck. Sounds good to me. Ken might be able to have a better copy on you. N4ZLK.
Yeah, it sounds real good over here in Greer, KN4TFW.
We are building a new home here in Seneca, just south of Seneca, and put an antenna up on the house already, but we're just in the rough-in phase. A couple more months, June we'll be in. Thanks, guys. Name here is Bruce, B-R-U-C-E.
A couple times, I believe. I know at least once, anyway. I can't remember the call, but I do remember talking to you.
Bruce, good to talk to you. Look forward to catching you again. Okay, and forward to FW.
And working a lot. But anyway, this is from the new home. And I come down here now to goof off amateur radio-wise.
Well, the first part of that, but good to hear you. And I'm going to jump off, Ken and Bruce. I'm pulling back into my yard here, so I need to jump off and drop this trailer. Both of you have a good afternoon. We'll talk later. N4ZLK.
Just Shane. We'll catch you later.
Did you talk to Patrick this morning?
He was on his way down the mountain.
All day. Just curious. All right. 73N4ZLK.
Handler, KN4, TFW.
Good afternoon, sir. How you doing?
Out here giving the dog a walk before going and get some supper.
Good, man. Sounds good. I don't mean to bother you. Just like talking on the radio. KN4WWZ. KN4TFW.
That's what it's for, is to talk on. I meant to tell you the other day, congratulations. I see you just got your license a few weeks ago.
Sir, I appreciate it. How long have you had your license?
I think coming up on 3 years on this month. Should be 3 years this month.
I can tell you enjoy it. I'm enjoying it so far. I still have a lot to learn, though, that's for sure.
At all, that's definitely for sure. It keeps changing and new stuff every day. And I'm on my HT right now, out in the field walking the dog.
N4TFWKO4WWZ. What kind of HT are you using?
I'm on 878.
That's a nice one from what I've seen in red. Does it have a good FTRS package?
Into it that much. I think it's got the apers, it's got the digital modes, and that I've done a little bit of digital, and that really easy to program, and that, so it's not too bad. Like I said, I haven't done that, I haven't done the GPS yet.
Yeah, I hear you. I have a TYT, I think it's 380. Yeah, it's a TYT380 DMR dual band, and I haven't even programmed it yet because I don't even know how to program it.
It's out there that'll help you, and usually, like on mine, I just hook a cable to it, hook it to the computer, download what the radio has in it, modify it and change it and set it up, and then upload it back to the radio. And it's pretty straightforward. You should be able to figure it out, no problem.
All right. I'll give it a shot. Probably can't do it today, but I might do it tomorrow or this weekend when I have a little more time on my hands.
4PXB.
4PXB. Go ahead, sir.
Definitely a smart thing to do, because I've learned this by already doing this. Save your initial upload as something else before you make your change, because if it doesn't work, then you can actually get your code back that you had it as before.
If we're going through the code flow.
KO4PXB, that's Papa X-ray Bravo, correct.
KO4WWZ, KO4PXB. Thank you very much for that advice. I'll definitely take it into consideration.
Downloaded the information from the SC Repeater book, and when I put the new information in there, it actually reduced the power level on all my channels, so every channel was on low, and I was getting horrible reception and wasn't receiving some of them. So I just went back to my initial code plug and then put the other ones in there that I wanted on the same frequency.
Yes, sir, KF4WWZ. I've been told, first I have to go to request the DMR ID that I've been told to the radio that I brought, getting a a code plug that's already been made would be the best idea. And, so I'm going to go that route, probably with the Titeria 380 code plug. KO4WWZ. I don't know if that is the station I was just talking to, but you're pretty much all static there.
Before a PXB, I shouldn't be static. That was somebody else. I think was obviously down in the static now.
Thank you very much. Do you think the idea of using a pre-made code plug is a good one?
But also do the same thing. Remember, save your initial one before you upload a plug in there, because that way, if you don't like it, then you can go back to your original, and or you can alter the one that you get. So that way, you always keep one other plug, because for some odd reason, some of them don't work or just really don't have what you need in there. You can just go back to your original.
Okay, I understand now. Thank you very much. That definitely sounds like a really good idea and a wise decision. I appreciate your advice. Thank you. KO4WWC. KN4PFW, you still in there?
I'm trying to think of the other station's guy's name. I think it's Lloyd, is that right?
KO4PXB, that is correct.
Lloyd, my name's Tim.
KW, so how was your day, Lloyd?
Wait, this is KO4WWZ, KN4PFW, it's time to reach it.
KFW, you got a copy, Chandler?
I copy on you, sir. KO4WWZ, KN4PFW, go ahead.
73 to you and Lloyd. I made it back to the house with the dog now, so I'm going to go inside and get some supper and look forward to maybe catching you guys on the radio tomorrow. KN4TFW.
Alrighty, sir. KN4TFW 73 to you too, and we will talk to you tomorrow. KN4WWZ. KN4TFW, still there. KN4WWZ. 4WWZ, Muzzle. KO4WWZ.
4CBA Mobile.
Hey, 4CDA, this is Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Z. Good afternoon, sir.
Well, good afternoon, Chandler. How you doing?
Good, doing good. Just got off work and heading back towards the house. Probably gonna get me some water and take me a mile or two walk and then get back on the radio once I get to the house. How was your day?
Good. Hadn't done a whole lot. We just went and to the impound lot at Greer to pick up a moped that was wrecked, and for a friend of mine, and I'm gonna take it back to my house, see if I can get it running. It's not banged up too bad. It's definitely looks like it's rideable if it'll run. I don't see any reason why it wouldn't run, because it was running. It was running when he wrecked it.
Well, if it runs, it runs. That's what I gotta say. Hey, mopeds, they don't get 35 miles an hour?
have no idea. I don't know a whole lot about mopeds. I've got a motorcycle. I've worked on it, but I don't even know where the battery is. I'll probably do a little research online. But the battery's dead. The switch was left on, and heck, it may have a kickstart. I don't know. But we'll see when I get home. I'll start tinkering with it.
Center.
So I was a little surprised and disappointed that the house was built to those specs.
Yeah, you'd be surprised how many of these older houses are like that nowadays.
My parents' house, and it's very nice. I mean, we've spent some money on it, but just because we wanted to make some changes, and we're enjoying it. I'd like to move out in the country somewhere, and you know, so I could put up a tower. I'm in a HOA, so I've got my HF antenna hidden in the trees. It's got me a Carolina Wyndham antenna, and it's just a 135-foot wire, and it's up in the trees, so you can't even see it.
I'm just wondering, why are HOAs so picky like that? I mean, what in the world is having a ham radio antenna going to be so bad for, you know?
Well, I don't know if it's the antenna so much as they don't want you to put a tower up or, you know, that kind of thing, that they say it decreases the property value. That's what they're looking at. They want to keep, that's their goal, is to keep property values up. And, I mean, if you don't cut your grass on a regular basis, they'll tell you about it. You know, you got to keep your, we have vinyl siding, so, you know, I have to pressure wash it every now and then, keep it clean, and just stuff like that. The guy next door to me, we have the same kind of grass, and our yards just kind of run together. You can't tell where the line is because our grass is the same, but he got yard of the month right after he moved in, so he kind of keeps me honest. I'll hear him out there mowing the grass, and I'll say, well, John's out there mowing the grass. I guess I better get out there and start my mower and get to it.
That's what I think about, refer to as adult peer pressure.
You could look at it that way. Oh, man. But it keeps the grass cut, and of course there's a lot more to it than that. You know, you got the weed eating and the edger. I've got a blade that, you know, would trim out the driveway and the curb. And I even pressure washed the curb. I noticed the curb was getting this grayish tint to the concrete. And I got my pressure washer out there. Man, it looks brand new now. And just stuff like that, just keep it looking good.
Or PXB, I do know Chad, but this is actually Lloyd. A way that I'm actually trying to work around the HOA, I have an old satellite dish that I'm not using, and I saw it on the YouTube that you can actually make an antenna out of the old satellite dishes like that. So I'm waiting on the UHF, VHF, I think they call it a diplexer, to actually go into one. So I'm going to try that, and I'll definitely let y'all know how that goes.
Yeah, I'd be interested in that, because I thought about doing that. I saw a video on YouTube, and but it looks like the most difficult part is getting the coax connected to the to the satellite dish. and they say that some work better than others. I can't remember all the details on that because it's been a couple of years since I saw that video. But I've got a little J-pole, and I've got it on the back of the house. You know, all your vents are on the back of the house, and I've got it strapped to a vent, and so that's, it's hidden back there. You can't even see it unless you walk around the back of the house, which nobody's going to do, so nobody will ever know it's there.
KO4PXV. Chad actually gave me a cable antenna. It's probably about 6 feet long, and I'm surprised the HOA hadn't said anything. I've got it hanging on my front blind to my window, and then beside my sitting chair, with a cable run to my sitting chair in the den. But it works great. I'm talking on it. I'll talk on a Baofeng radio during the evening time. KO4PXB. Go ahead.
My bad. I'll get it right eventually. It might take some time, but I'll get it right. I'm just wondering, if it doesn't cause any damage to the property, how can the HOA be so picky about it? I mean, even if you were to stick a omnidirectional antenna 25 feet up in the air and run the coax through the window, you know, that really wouldn't be causing any more damage than a car sitting in your grass, you know?
The thing they're worried about is you pushing that much wattage out will mess up other neighbors' television reception and computers and vice versa. And they have the FCC behind them that if you violate the, you know, their HOA, they have a lot more lawyers and a lot more money than you do to sit there and go against you to give you a $100 fine or this or vice versa. They will sit there and hurt you every minute of the day that they can.
I guess I don't want to live in the HOA then. Sounds like a bunch of stupidity to me. But I understand the reasons, but I don't know. I just don't think I don't want to live in one of those.
Probably is some good to it, Alexa, because it does, you know, make sure that people maintain, you know, houses and yards and that they don't, you know, have three and four cars that they're working on and this, that, and the other. But shortly after we bought a towable camper, I had not got a slot to store it in yet. And within the next, probably 2 days afterwards, I got a letter from the HOA lawyer's office that about not storing a mobile home or a towable camper in the yard. According to my HOA, you can't even have a motorcycle, which is really odd.
My motorcycle in the garage.
I would just as soon buy me a big giant piece of land, build me a little shack, and keep all my stuff there, and have all my ham equipment set up there, and I could do whatever I want on my own land as long as it don't violate no laws.
People don't even realize when they buy land, even out in the country, that it, at one point in time, it may have had be subject to an HOA, that's why they need to a lot of times check the clerk of court's office to make sure that those areas don't have a pre-existing HOA, that land is still covered under, even though it's nothing on it.
Good point, KO4WWC. KO4CXD. I'm still getting that wrong, I'm sorry.
I'm gonna jump out of here. Y'all carry on. KB4CBA, 73s.
Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray, Bravo. I gotta jump out of here too, so I'll say 73. Y'all please be careful.
73s, KO4WWC. I'll get the call signs right one day, I promise. Y'all have a good one, you too. Thank you. God bless.
HKX Mobile.
For HKX, good afternoon, Andrew.
Afternoon or evening or whatever time of day it is. It's late, I know that.
I
got
to stop and get fuel now.
It's going to hurt.
It's not the end of the world, but it ain't doing me no favors.
One bit.
Thanks.
Pretty good whirlwind today. It was one audit meeting and then a little bit of everything today. It was not a calm day. I don't think I've accomplished much of anything. But I guess it is what it is. But having to buy fuel, how was your day?
It's been good up to that. Just trying to get it to everybody has not been fun today either.
What's that you said, DC? Evening. Who did I call from this tonight?
KO4HKX here.
Patrick KO4HKX. How you been doing?
Andrew is in here also.
And Andrew, what's your call sign?
It's KO4CEF.
KO4CEF. Good to hear from you tonight, sir. This is Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Head, Mobile.
I think I've heard you on a few times. We hadn't had a chance to talk yet. I know I'm usually either getting off the radio or pulling in the parking lot or pulling in the driveway or something. There's always something there.
All right, sir. Sometimes I just have to put down the mic and focus on doing what I need to do. It's not always a good time to talk. I understand. Have you heard Chad on here yet?
I have not.
He's on a lot more, but that's all right. How you been doing, Will? What have you been up to? Well, never mind. You're the tool salesman, right?
That is correct.
All right, yeah. It's KO4WWZ. Sounds good. Sounds really good. I try to remember. I don't always remember.
Thanks, Tom.
Alright, thank you. Well, this is KO4WWZ. I'll be clear on the final. I have to get out the car and clean up the car a little bit and get some exercise and drink a few bottles of water. I'll talk to y'all maybe on the net tonight. KO4WWZ 73 to you and you, Patrick, and I forgot the other guy's call sign to the KO4HKX 73, sir.
73, Chandler. Have a good day. Or good evening now.
Have a good evening.
Here we go. I'm pulling into the fuel station.
Fuel for you.
I'd like to drink in Pepsi just so I can get the fuel saving report rewards.
Ain't bringing water with you.
With me, I quit drinking Pepsi's at the first of the year, but Sphinx gives you 15 cents if you buy two of them on your per gallon off. I may have to go back to drinking them just so I can afford to buy diesel.
I know you're not quite as much as you feel it, but I definitely feel it. How much is it where you're at?
$4.99 right here at the Sphinx by the Little Rebel.
Oh, I hate it. I really do. It just sucks no matter what.
I'm doing everything I can to save every teaspoon I can get.
My God, I'm pretty sure that sign says $5.39 on it for diesel. Holy crap. Yeah, I don't even like passing people now because I know I gotta give it a little more oomph and that's just more fuel to burn. $4.29, diesel's $5.39.
Radio check.
Working, it's a little bit of white noise in the background, kind of covering you up a little bit, but it's working. Anything.
I'll be right back, okay? KO4HKX.
I'm thankful you're saving 40 cents per gallon versus what I'll be paying up here.
Four HKX Mobile. Caller today.
Well,
no, actually, this pump normally cuts me off at $75, so they must have raised the limit on it.
It's $5 a gallon. It won't take long to get there. It's really weird. Like, I passed one gas station, it's $5.39. The one that's on my exit is $4.99. It's just crazy.
It's kind of all over the place right now, that's for sure. KO4HKX.
N4ZLK.
Thank you this afternoon.
Hey, Patrick. Hello, Andrew. I think I talked to you once or twice before. I was just going to let you know the QTs were at 519 the last couple nights down here, but they went back down to 499 today.
For here, it's still 519, but the Sphinx up here on Locust Hill and across from the Little Rebel was 499.
Hey, you're actually doing some pretty good saving. It's 40 cents a gallon that you save compared to some other stations. So you should feel grateful for paying 499, right?
Yeah.
I was saving 15 cents earlier. I was just trying to be funny about the 40 cent savings between here and there.
KI4DOS Mobile.
Buying the Pepsis and just throwing them away, Patrick. Hello, Gary. Then I'm jumping out for a few minutes. N4ZLK.
Hey, Andrew. Y'all going to have to quit complaining about the gas prices and the fuel prices and all that. Y'all got paying jobs. I'm on a fixed income.
I'll do it.
I mean, that would be tough. It sucks, period. But, yeah, I can see that.
Right. Just stay at home a little more, I guess. Not that I go that much anyway.
I'll work harder and give you more of it.
Appreciate that.
Give you a $300 a month fuel voucher.
May shoot. I don't use that much a month anyway. I got that cheap insurance where you don't drive the car over 50 miles a week. So, it's all right.
It's for long.
I'm Clydesdale.
I'll get me a horse.
It'll be cheaper than diesel.
But, and good dog.
Yeah, out there in the pastures, it ain't no problem. I don't live in a HOA.
I have pulled in the driveway, so I'm going to say 7-3, and I'm going to run in here, and I should be back on the radio. I'll check on the radio here in a few minutes once I get settled in. So, y'all have a good one. Hopefully, I'll talk to you here in a few minutes. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your final.
I'll be around for a little while. I'm pulling into my last stop, and then I'll be up the mountain.
So, that was good timing. I pulled over here to the store, which I was intending to arrive, so I'm going to jump out and go in and get my stuff, and I'll be back out just a bit. KI4DOS Mobile.